Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
The mental health of your partner when you are diagnosed by Nadia Boysen. This episode is brought to you by Life Gain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Life Gain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Nadia Boysen sheds light on the mental health of your partner when you are newly diagnosed. During the first days and weeks of being diagnosed with cancer, it's often experienced as traumatizing, mainly because of all the uncertainties. This is particularly difficult for partners, as the fear of death is sometimes a prominent theme during the initial diagnosis. This fear is amplified by the fact that the staging hasn't been completed at this time to determine the seriousness of the diagnosis. Taking the above-mentioned into account, there are factors to consider that contribute to the level of trauma experienced. Historic experiences, perceptions, level of support, information, connection to medical staff, physical and mental health, and religion. Changing the narrative. As with most things in the world of oncology, there is no one-size-fits-all. The factors mentioned are experienced differently by everyone, so attaching meaning to them and transforming the negative into a less traumatic narrative can be a daunting task. If you or your partner have previously lost loved ones and experienced difficulties within the healthcare system, it may be much harder to accept a different narrative, to trust that this outcome could be different, that treatment side effects may not be the same, and to have faith in your medical team. Sadly, the stage has already been set by previous experiences. This highlights the importance of the factors that play a role in your journey and how it affects your behavior, thoughts, and fears. It's imperative to understand the incredible mental health burden this places on you, the patient, and even more so on the ones closest to you, especially if they share the same narrative. Removing the challenges. Certainly, awareness can't be the answer to this complex mix of multiple factors intertwined with narratives. We need to look further and deeper. The unfortunate thing in today's busy lifestyle is that so few people preventatively spend time on their mental health. So, for the most part, you play catch-up to find ways of decreasing the burden of trauma experienced. Finding the key to a problem when you are centrally caught up in another problem is an undesirable place to be in, creating more challenges. These challenges can be communication and openness, support, education, information, assistance with daily tasks, and coping mechanisms. Unpacking these challenging areas may provide insight into methods of support for partners or people close to you. Communication and openness. When you're faced with extremely traumatic events in life, it always poses the possibility of improving or harming relationships. It all depends on how each person deals with the trauma. Communication is therefore a crucial part during the initial phases of cancer. It decreases anxiety because no one is wondering what the other person is thinking. The reality is that initially 99% of the time everyone is upset. Everyone cries behind closed doors and then smiles at each other. There is much more value in being open and honest and carrying the heaviness together. You also need to understand that you can't decide what is communicated and not. All aspects need to be shared and voiced. Support. This is also a multifaceted factor which can have a positive or negative outcome. Everyone needs support, whether the support comes from within your inner circle or outside. Often, it's best to have both, especially if people are helping with meals, appointments, and other forms of services. Validating your partner's feelings is essential. It doesn't mean that you agree with it. It's merely saying, I hear how you feel. Education, information. Understanding what is going on medically, what the treatment options are, and feeling like they are part of your journey is vital for partners. The most prominent emotion they experience is being powerless, and by including them gives them a sense of sharing the burden, which in turn takes away the feelings of powerlessness. Assisting with daily tasks. Each journey is different, but sometimes help with daily tasks that can be a great relief. It also makes partners feel like they are contributing to your health and recovery, which again boosts their mental health. Coping mechanisms. We all need ways to cope with daily life. These are coping mechanisms. Please take note that coping mechanisms are different ways of escaping. Ways of escaping are things like reading, watching TV, playing games, and sleeping. In essence, you avoid the problem. Whereas with coping mechanisms, you have an activity that assists you dealing with your emotions, like journaling, playing an instrument, or exercise. Make use of the support you get. This is a limited look into the mental health of partners. The key principle would be to have good support, and you don't need to pretend like everything is okay. No one believes that anyway. Focus your energy on the things that matter most and choose your battles wisely. While no one can say exactly how this journey will unfold, you can make the most of the support you receive to help you stay strong and resilient.